So I've just been using iPadio for a little bit, just to give that a try, because it's quite convenient. You can sort of call in from any handset or phone, and be able to sort of create these live audio blogs. It's quite similar to obviously Audioboo, but it's supposed to have the added advantage that while it doesn't have a time limit or anything like that, and the sound quality is worse. It is. It's phone quality. It does have supposedly this live aspect. Now, with obviously Audioboo, it's semi-live. You've just published it. It's just you're guessing. It's just happened. But with iPadio, it's supposed to be a live service. Both sort of being able to sort of see someone on air. And I'm thinking, oh great. Well, I should be able to then listen to myself. People should be able to listen to me as I'm talking. It presumably if I keep on talking long enough, much the same way if you're using like a service like Quick, people will be able to obviously watch the show at, hopefully soon enough before you've ended it and be able to sort of participate. And this is hopefully just sort of the audio version of that, what I thought. So I had a little bit of a play around, but unfortunately, sadly not. And I did sort of do a bit of a field test on it and gave it a couple of minutes and checked to see if it, because I've got it set up to post to my Twitter account as well when I'm making a post on there. And it doesn't until you've actually finished the call, which is kind of pointless of the whole live aspect. No one can therefore listen to you live. They just have to wait until after the show, which could have been, hours long, which is kind of missing the point at that point. While that needs to be fixed, it got me thinking of something else actually, which was audio conference calls. Basically, similar system. Everyone calls in. You sort of call in using one of these services that's supposedly live. Technically, your Twitter gets updated as soon as you start the recording, not at the end. So then people can obviously participate. Well, they can listen live, but more importantly, if say you've got some kind of follower system or whatever, a sort of a trusted network, and you can sort of say, yeah, I accept conference calls from these people who are also on the same site or whatever, and it allows them to then call in to that show. So you can have pretty much like an ad hoc radio call-in radio show, and this obviously has the benefits of being anywhere. Also, that gets added to the live conversation. People can listen to your stream. Their stream also, gets enriched with other people's content. And you can have this sort of like group conversation. I think other sites have done this, and maybe some people could give me some information on that. But I really just want to sort of put that out there and see what people thought. The idea being a live service. Yes, this has to be live, unfortunately. If you're, I can imagine this being a fantastic tool if you're, say, if some kind of disaster happens. That sounds very overly dramatic and a bit dark, but that's really the truth. If something happens unexpected, say, you want to be there. You want to, being able to listen into that there and then is important. So, and obviously, if you're able to sort of participate in that call and how that's spread about, I'm not saying that probably sounds like trying to make something quite serious, entertaining, which is not really the case, I don't think. While it might have that one aspect, I think it also has a lot of, it's potential, it's there. Anyway, I'm sort of running out of time, and I didn't want to really ramble this long, and it seems like I have done, which I did in the other post, so I'm going to sort of wrap it up here. But that's basically it. I would like to see live audio blogging, actual live audio blogging, and I'd like to see the conference call aspect so other people can join in, and then other people can sort of share into that. Let me know what you think.